about the strangest secret. This amazing message was first played for a group of salespeople at Earl Nightingale's insurance agency. They were utterly electrified. Word of it spread like wildfire, and everyone who heard it was positively ignited into action. Requests for a recording of the message came pouring in, thousands of requests per week. Within no time, more than 200,000 people had called, written, or just walked right into Earl's office to request a copy. As years went by, that number soared above 1 million. By 1956, Earl Nightingale had already soared to successful heights as a network radio announcer, the voice of Sky King, and host of his own daily radio and television show. Expanding his horizon, he bought a small life insurance company, ensuring its success by giving encouraging, inspiring, motivational talks to his sales staff. Then, because he was going to be away, Earl wrote and recorded on a record an essay which could be played during his absence. He called it The Strangest Secret. The response to the message had such an impact on the staff that requests for copies to share with friends and families grew. Columbia Records filled the requests, and within a short period of time, sales soared to over 1 million copies, earning a gold record, the first and only spoken word record to ever read gold.